Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Today I'm going to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. Many of you will call me naive. Tell me I'm as bad as she is. Tell me my attitude to this court case just proves how important it is that Maxwell feels the full force of the law, that she receives a guilty verdict on sex trafficking charges. Well, I looked up the definition of sex trafficking. It reads, the action or practice of illegally transporting people from one country to another or from one area to another for the purpose of sexual exploitation. I also read that sex trafficking is human trafficking for the purpose of sexual exploitation. It has been called a form of modern slavery because of the way the victims are forced into sexual acts, usually non-consensual, in the form of sex slavery. On looking up the definition of sexual exploitation, I further discovered it is when someone is deceived, coerced, or forced to take part in sexual activity. And the definition of coerced is to persuade an unwilling person by using force or threats. Forgive me for saying my understanding of sexual trafficking is when somebody is taken from their home with the promise of a job, money, or a better life. And once the traffickers have them where they want them, they take their passports and force them by fear and intimidation into performing sex acts with strangers many times a day or night for the traffickers' financial reward. In my naive mind, I do not see Ghislaine Maxwell as being guilty of such crimes. She offered pretty girls a good time in the company of celebrities. That was about it. Some of the girls in question were under 18 years of age. I accept that, and I know it is not right. At this stage, I decided to look up the stats on the average age in which a girl first has sex, and the average age in the UK is between 16 and 17 years. The article also claims that between one-third and half the girls have had sex by that age. I was surprised to discover that from the age of 16, you can legally consent to sex, including sexual intercourse, penetrative sex, and any sort of sexual touching. But that does not imply that 16 is the appropriate age for young girls to partake in such activities. Being ready for such experiences happens at different times for different people, and perhaps this is part of my case. Had some of these unfortunate encounters happened on British soil, would any crimes have been committed? To me, Ghislaine Maxwell is being made a scapegoat of. How we love to see the high and mighty being brought to their knees. We love to gloat on the schadenfreude of people. Is it our inbuilt envy of coveting our neighbour's goods? Let's be honest. Her father, Robert Maxwell, British media mogul, former Member of Parliament, suspected spy and fraudster, wasn't everybody's cup of tea. Do you honestly believe she would be held in detention, refused bail if she was just an ordinary businesswoman, a party animal in Ibiza or London, indeed anywhere where people seek fun? I'm no league illegal. I don't, and if you pardon my choice of words, know the ins and outs of the case. But I am savvy enough to realise this is being made into a show trial. And the crime? Girls under 18 years of age had sex with wealthy men. If that is the case, then every roadie and manager and promoter who has ever worked with any rock and roll band around the world should also be accused of trafficking those under the age of 18 into the hotel rooms of their idols. I'm not saying it's right. All I'm trying to say is there cannot be one law for one person and another for somebody else. I think this time things have been turned on their head. It is the so-called elite who are feeling the might of the American court system crash down upon them. Ghislaine has been accused of grooming, sexual abuse of vulnerable and often underage girls, and transporting minors to engage in sexual acts between 1994 and 2004. She has pleaded not guilty to all charges and consistently maintains her innocence. Since her arrest, she's been holed up in the Metropolitan Detention Center, Brooklyn, in pretty squalid conditions. 5 bail requests have been made. All of them have been denied, and her trial has been postponed by 6 months. It is finally due to commence in New York on the 29th of November. Rumors abounded that she would agree to a plea deal in exchange for an agreed jail term, that she would implicate others in this sordid affair. Others claim she can't afford a trial, that she has run out of money. Nobody knows where she got her money from after the death of her disgraced and debt-ridden father, Robert Maxwell. Yet, her most recent bail of $28.5 million would suggest otherwise. But lawyers claim that this was an accumulation of family assets, properties, and financial securities. Already, she needs $5 million to pay her legal fees. My question is, what for? She's being treated like a murderer who is a danger to society, someone who is likely to run amok if allowed out on bail. It is interesting to see how all those powerful and influential friends have vanished back into the woodwork, fearful they might be somehow implicated in all this. What is more intriguing is the fact that the age of consent in the United States ranges from 16 to 18 years, depending on which state you're in. Each state enacts its own laws, which set the age of consent. Almost the entire eastern seaboard of the United States has the age of consent at 16. Only Florida, Delaware, and Virginia still have 18 as their cutoff. Ironically, if you cross from Virginia into West Virginia, the age of consent drops 2 years once you cross that invisible state border. Had Maxwell and Epstein chosen the appropriate state for their partying, I doubt you would be listening to me now. But there is a far deeper, darker side to all this. Jeffrey Epstein died in his cell on August the 10th, 2019, apparently suicide by hanging. But his brother Mark insisted a second pathologist be present for the autopsy, and this second pathologist concluded that the injuries to Epstein's neck were more consistent with homicide. When the pathologist went public with his views, the authorities reiterated the fact that they were adamant it was suicide. Others claim that Ghislaine Maxwell is being kept in prison for her own safety, that she might well have in her possession information implicating powerful people. They fear that if she was allowed out on bail, there is a strong likelihood that she would be murdered. They believe she has a flight log of all the people who ever attended these parties at Epstein's Upper East Side townhouse, and some of the most powerful and influential people in the world were sucked into his circle. There are people out there who fear the power Ghislaine holds over them and would like nothing more than to shut her up. Those who knew Ghislaine Maxwell say she was bright, vivacious, witty, someone who attended every fundraiser and charity event, met at all the right restaurants and social haunts, but claimed that it was hard to see behind the veneer, that the real woman rarely showed her true self. Whatever the truth is, we will probably never know. But to put this woman on trial as a sex trafficker is, in my opinion, an insult to all those poor girls locked in a room, terrorized by a pimp, as they await their next customer. Keep on listening to TRP.